This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
I just need my baby's arms wound around me tight. Oh, Santa, give my plea. Santa, bring my baby back.
Back to me, baby. Don't you love the Jordanaires? You know, that's the name of the group. The Jordanaires with Elvis. Ah, I made feather. That Elvis channel that's on Sirius XM, I listen to a lot. I can find something. There's some of the gospel stuff that's on there. Oh, my God. It's a fabulous. Nobody should start. Here I am with my crazy ideas. Although there have been, there are, I think, a few successes. I should ask your father, who knows more about this than pretty much everybody else on the planet, if there are gospel radio stations. I think there are, depending on where you are. In the South, right? Gospel stations. Right. And I'll bet they prominently feature the gospel music of Elvis Presley. Anyway, that wasn't gospel. That was just a great pop hit from Christmas 1963, 4, somewhere in there. Santa, bring my baby back to me. All right, it's 8 after the hour now. We've spent an entire minute of your life enjoying reminiscing with Elvis, the Elvis person. Now it's time for some nice news, some good news. This is, I guess we'd consider this old. This isn't good. I'm going to do this after. I want to start with something that really is good. And the story of that old couple that died, I don't want to. We'll do that next. Stand by for dead in the news after good in the news. Here's a story of a man who was lost. Imagine, put yourself here. Now, just kind of stop what you're doing for a second as Jay and I tell this story. Put yourself in this position, okay? Here's a guy who's lost in the wilderness in California around Big Bear Lake. And he has no food. He survived for weeks on a jar of salsa.
Mm-hmm. How about that? A whole jar, a half a jar.
Right. He was screaming for help, and Alice and Scott and her boyfriend were camping up there, and they heard this. So they took a detour to see where is this noise coming from? And they went underneath a flight path. An airplane went by pretty low, and we heard somebody yelling for help. So they jumped into action. They spotted this fellow.
Mm-hmm.
They found him, and he was over a ridge and through the woods, apparently. "Hey, I see you," Scott says, and so they find this guy. His feet were swollen. He was infected from walking as much as he had. He was cold, frostbite, that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, he got lost a couple of weeks ago. He's from Oceanside, California, which is down on the south near San Diego. By the way, where he was found was 30 hours in walking distance from where he started. And he left the house with a half a jar of salsa.
My goodness.
Well, God love this guy.
Amazing is when he was yelling for help, he didn't know that Allison Scott and her boyfriend were there. They happened to be under this flight path with a plane flying low, and he was trying to wave down the plane.
Yeah.
Trying to get the attention. He had like a big stick with a water bottle attached to it, just waving, trying to get the plane's attention when Allison and her boyfriend heard him, and because they happened to be in the vicinity.
So that's why I said, put yourself in that position, right? Wow. Unga bunga. Good. Well, he was a lucky son of a gun. And thanks to Alice and Scott and her boyfriend for doing the right thing and paying attention. More people do that than not. Frankly, we spend so much time talking about the stuff that's on the negative side, but we don't. That's why I like to start every portion of the program with some story like that, because it gives you perspective. Okay.
And proves that there is so much good news out there.
Yeah, and there's so many good people. That's the nice thing. All right, here is something that's kind of old. It's sad, but not so sad. These folks from Ohio, 100 years old, married for 79 years. This happens over and over and over again, by the way. One goes, and then in hours, the other one goes. So Hubert and June Malicott died. Their 76-year-old son, Sam, was there. He was a product of their marriage 3 years after they got hitched, because they were married for 79 years. Hubert preceded his wife in death by hours, marking the end of their 81-year love story. They dated 2 years before they got married.
Aww.
June died.
That's so sweet.
20 hours after he did. The son says, "I feel sad, but I shouldn't. Who can expect to live a life like that?" That's so true.
And that's the movie The Notebook. I mean, spoiler alert if you haven't seen it, but by now it's a little bit too late. The two main characters in the end end up passing
together.
Who is
really?
It? Johnny Cash and June Carter Cash died, two or three months apart from each other.
Yeah. That's the one that's in the... That's not the one in the movies theaters now about Johnny Cash, but it does tell that story about how they lived and died. So, anyway, this is something that you just feel in your bones is right and good. And as much as we think, I'm looking at all the divorces, the celebrity divorces today, we always get that list, who's getting divorced every day. And so, you know, people pay attention to that, but this is the real story. This, and by the way, they were apart for 2 years during World War II because Hubert was stationed in Hawaii. When he came back, she was waiting for him. She picked him up at the station. That's very cool. Three children, seven grandchildren, 11 great-grandchildren. And so, again, God love them. I'm sure that he does, and I'm sure that they loved each other. The children love them. It's a great love story. Remember that movie? There was this movie, who was that in that? That was her name, I think.
Allie McGraw, and I can't remember the guy's name. It was called Love Story. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Oh, Ryan. Isn't that bitch? All right, I'll pull that out of my ears at some point in time. At any rate, that's kind of, well, here's something, I guess, from the old department, as long as I'm in old news, an unprecedented genetic analysis of some things that were recovered came up in northern Greenland, came up with the oldest known DNA 2 million years ago. There were plants and animals that thrived in northern Greenland. I probably should have tied this into the conversation we had earlier. If you didn't hear it, you can find it on gooddayshow.com. The replay is all day, every day there. And there's a discussion that Jay and I were having, about the reforest there. This off the coast of California, there's some plants that have come back to life and that were on the extinct list. And so then this sort of plays into that. Imagine something that hasn't been around for 2 million years and they found it. And if you look at this study, it provides a lot of insight, not only into the characteristics of the species that were around then, but it paints a broad picture of the prehistoric ecosystem, which they couldn't figure out using any other method. But it adds fuel to the fire of what I was talking about earlier. That is, some things are not going to survive no matter how hard you try to keep them alive or keep them going. And some things aren't supposed to. Some things come, some things go. But this permafrost up there in the Arctic, it preserved a lot of the fragments of the genetic material. And now the sediment, some of it, because a little bit of this area has melted, 102 types of plants, 24 that were never, ever discovered before, and dozens of creatures. And then it was, have you ever seen a horseshoe crab on a beach? Scariest things.
I haven't, but I have seen it, like, online.
I remember as a kid walking the beaches of the Cape, mm-hmm. and these horseshoe crabs would come. It was like they were chasing you. It was like a Steven Spielberg, like Jaws, only it was a horseshoe crab. And so anyway, they found a bunch of horseshoe crabs up there, 2 million years old, ants, all that kind of stuff. So ants have been around. I'm sure if they looked, although I don't think that... I don't think that, croaky.
Cockroaches.
Cockroaches, where I don't think they live in the cold. I think they're more warm weather. But anyway, all kinds of creatures were up there, and they're doing a lot of research. So it's
just so fascinating to think of how many species of anything, animals, plants, all of that, are still unknown on our planet.
Yep, exactly. All right, here's somebody who is well known. We were talking earlier this week about the people... Person of the Year, excuse me, I think they figured it out, and now it's known that Zelensky and the Spirit of Ukraine will be Time Magazine's Person of the Year. Remember, the award goes to an event or a person deemed to have had the most influence on global events, and I think you can say that Zelensky is above the leaders in Iran and China and there were some people in the U.S. Supreme Court that were thought to have been under consideration. Mm-hmm. But in this circumstance, I think this is appropriate, frankly. As a matter of fact, the editor of Time Magazine said the decision was the most clear-cut in memory. Yeah, I'd say that all of the things that they want to ascribe to the person of the year, Zelensky fits into all those categories, right?
Yeah, of course.
And the magazine says that Zelensky is inspiring Ukrainians, recognized for his courage in resisting the Russians. Yep, but he's also a crook. But that'll be forgotten as long as they beat the hell out of the Russians. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Exactly. I was looking at who won last year. Elon Musk won. Joe Biden the year before. All right, 18 after. This is Good Day.
This week at Staples, save 60% on...
Thanks for your business this year.
Save 60% on...
Happy holidays, Nana!
Save 60% on...
You are cordially invited.
Right now at Staples, you can save 60% on custom printed holiday cards and invitations. So you can say, thanks for a great year, happy holidays, or come on over, all for less. For everything you need printed this holiday, go to Staples, the working and learning store. In-store and online, ends 12/3. Exclusions and restrictions apply.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah. And we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in store or online with 1 hour pickup. Staples, the best kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory. Celebrate the season with 50% off everything at your nearest Banana Republic factory store. Discover a world of holiday magic with gifts to inspire everyone on your list. Starting at $24.99, only at Banana Republic factory.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now. Hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now 23 after the hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Not a good day for Kirstie Alley fans. She was only 71. Apparently she had a fast-moving cancer, and so she's passed away. She had lots of success both in television and in film. This is an excerpt, I think, from one of her episodes of Cheers.
What's wrong with you? Why don't you want me? What's the problem?
You know, Sam, I just don't know why I don't want you.
Well, think, damn it!
I think it's just one of those things that when you first meet a guy, you put him in one of three categories. Yes, no, or maybe. And the second I saw you, I threw you right in that no category, and that's where you stayed ever since. I mean, when Sam Malone walks into a room, I say no and go on with my life.
Every single time?
No, there was this one time when you were way down at the end of the hall, and I could just see this tiny little piece of your elbow, and I didn't know for sure if it was you. And I thought to myself, And then you came around the corner, and I thought, God, no.
Kirstie Alley, who made a name for herself not only as an actress, but as a member of the Church of Scientology. Remember how that followed her? Through her, that's where she met John Travolta, and then they were involved in some movies.
The Talking series.
Yeah, right.
Trilogy. It was so great. Yeah. And what was it? It Takes Two with the Olsen twins.
Yes, that was a good movie, by the way. That was, don't you think that was a good movie?
It
Summer
was
Camp?
Great.
Yeah,
so
that was
likeable.
A fun movie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it was.
Gutenberg.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. And then there was her friendship with Tom Cruise because, again, they were Scientologists, and that seems to have brought people together. Her two children wrote in a statement, our mother's zest and passion for life, her children, grandchildren, and many animals, not to mention her eternal joy of creating. I get choked up about something because she was an important part of Americana, mm-hmm. I think, in many ways.
Good.
Yeah, well, she was a huge
young
chain smoker. She was a chain smoker, and I think that's part of what, you know, you can't do that for as long as she did it and not have some impact, some ramifications. It just is. I remember her from Star Trek II. Remember when she was in the Wrath of Khan?
Oh, really?
Trying not to sound like a New Englander. Remember, what's her face, who has been on with me? Why do I, I'm blanking on her name, who was part of the program for a while? The actress who was a girlfriend to Shatner. Well, she was a girlfriend to Ricardo Montalban. Why am I blanking on her name? Anyway, she was in that same movie. But she has two children, but 71, man. Wow. That's,
yeah,
there's
only recently diagnosed. Her cancer was only recently discovered.
Right. Well, she had also, when she stopped smoking, she gained a lot of weight. And that was carried around. Who knows? You know, you're sitting here like a fool speculating on what went on. I know that she was a chain smoker, and that doesn't do you any good. But from there, it just, you know, who knows? But I always thought I loved her hair. I'm being very subjective here, am I not?
Oh, no, she had great hair.
She had great hair.
Great head of hair.
Yeah, she did. Yep. And she had an interesting way about her. So, anyway, Kirstie Alley. What an interesting name, the two. I wonder if that's her given name. Was that her name, Ms. Alley? Kirstie Alley. Or was that a Hollywood name? I wonder about that.
I think it was her real name, but we're going to have to ask Google. Yeah.
Ask Google. All right, so we celebrate the life of Kirstie Alley. Here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
I'll second guest dinners with friends because they can be interrupted by diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or oily stools. It turns out I have EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, which means I'm missing the enzymes needed to digest food. My doctor prescribed Creon pancrolipase, an oral prescription medication that replaces pancreatic digestive enzymes. Creon treats EPI due to cystic fibrosis, chronic pancreatitis, pancreatectomy, or other conditions.
Creon may increase your chance of fibrosing colonopathy, a rare bowel disorder. Tell your doctor if you have a history of intestinal blockage or scarring or thickening of your bowel wall, if you're allergic to pork, or if you have gout, kidney problems, or worsening of painful swollen joints. Call your doctor if you have any unusual or severe gastrointestinal symptoms or allergic reactions. Take Creon as directed by your doctor and always with food. Do not chew capsules, as this may cause mouth irritation. Other side effects may include blood sugar changes, gas, dizziness, sore throat, and cough. These are not all the side effects of Creon.
Creon is the number one prescribed EPI treatment. Ask your doctor about Creon for EPI and visit creoninfo.com or call 800-633-9110 to learn more. That's creoninfo.com.
All right, gentlemen, it's time for you to think about Christmas and what to give her. The next best thing to wearing nothing at all. That's what you give her. Soft, silky, natural nude pajamas. Exclusively available at Pajamagram. Sensuous, smooth, naturally nude pajamas feel just like her soft skin. Better than lingerie, even. The texture, the touch of these pajamas. So seductive that you'll love them, you'll feel them, you'll want to touch them. Leave nothing to the imagination with naturally nude pajamas, and you can order them right now. Why not? Pajamagram will include a free matching naturally nude nightie in your order. $75 savings on the best-selling holiday gift. Order today, free $75 nightie. Best of all, Pajamagram does the wrapping. Free gift packaging. Go to pajamagram.com. That's pajamagram.com. Order naturally nude pajamas and tell them Doug Steffen sent you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden securing the release of Brittany Griner from a prison in Russia Thursday. The basketball player was exchanged for one of the biggest gun dealers in the world, the Merchant of Death, and is now able to jump back into his role. For 4 years, Paul Whelan has been waking up in a Russia prison cell, singing our national anthem to spite his captors. That's according to his brother David, who is still waiting for the administration to do the Marine right. President Biden announced a $36 billion bailout for the financially troubled Teamsters Union pension plan. The money will help roughly 350,000 people. President said the money is coming from COVID relief funds, therefore won't need any congressional approval. The Orion spacecraft will splash down in the Pacific Ocean off the coast of San Diego at 12:40 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stock market have you nervous with massive fluctuations? With the impact of inflation and the upcoming midterm elections, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you won't have to guess. Text MONEY to 813-813 to find out how you can forecast market trend changes with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. That's right, 87.4%. Text the word MONEY to 813-813 and find the consistency and confidence you've been looking for in your trading. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. No more guessing when to get in or out of a trade. Text MONEY to 813-813. We'll send you a link to our free live training. Protect your hard-earned capital with Vantage Point.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting the word DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology or pre-recorded voice about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not conditioned to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text MONEY to 813-813.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Look at the lights, twinkling bright, 24/7.
Sounds like Buble, is it? I don't know the song. Who is it?
Jonas
the
Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers? Oh. Mm-hmm. Okay. They're good. Crank this up. This is cool. Yeah, I like this. They're quite good local guys here.
Yeah, they're so
you make every day seem like it's Christmas. There's a good sentiment, right? 34, almost 35 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Christmas is in the air. All the holidays are in the air. It's a good time to be alive. And so we hereby declare this month to be celebratory. The official celebration. Let it begin. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, so the good news in this portion of the program has to do with violins and violin music. Do you like violin music, Jay? What do you think
mm-hmm.
of?
Yeah.
Well, there's two or three different
classical,
kinds.
Classical, jazz, bluegrass.
Right. Right, exactly. I think we have a couple of excellent examples of violin music, classical violin music, and then a little jazzmatazz. From, I don't know if this is jazz, it's bluegrass or anything else, right? What do we have there, James? Ah, You know, the kind of violin music that puts you to sleep. This sounds like music from a funeral. It's this, what is
or
it?
Studying music.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's good studying music. All right, but it's very interesting. The same instrument that made that music made this music. This is very interesting. I like that. All right. I'm going to go to sleep to that. So, the reason we're talking about violins is because somebody, of course they have, some 3D printer guy has made violins on a 3D printer.
That's amazing.
So, they're saying, the people who are responsible for this 3D printing, the Acoustical Society of America is actually doing the printing to make the instrument more available, because they're expensive. Mm-hmm. There are some violins that are worth $80,000, $90,000. So more children, more music, more in the schools, learning how to play, which is a great. That's nothing wrong with that. It's good. Cheap price point. So they're not going to be as good as the ones that are made by hand and crafted by
those fabulous
people.
But for young students or adults who want to learn.
Right.
Yeah.
Why not?
Started on that and then work your way up.
You know me, I'm more concerned about how this is done. I'm grateful that they're doing this because it would be great for young artists. But I want to know how they make the strings along with that. What do they put into this 3D printer? Do you understand how they work? I have the slightest idea. Do you have to put something in more than paper with a regular printer? You put the paper in. So what do you put in a 3D printer to make it make something like a violin, or they make guns, they make all kinds of things. That's a 3D staple gun. So how do you do that? How? Please tell me. I can't even use my imagination to think of
what kind of specific material is it?
Yes. What do you stick in there to have it come out as a violin?
Because
that's wood.
Plastic is typically the most popular material used, but I think that you can use a number of different things depending on the type of 3D printer or what it is that you may be printing.
Well, to that end, I'm just looking around here at some other things. There are not only printed violins, but guitars are being printed. Right?
I would assume that it would be a different material for the bass of the violin / fiddle versus the strings.
Right. Guitars have been made. Saxophones have been made, been printed by a 3D printer. How do you print a saxophone? Really?
In 3D,
can you imagine?
Obviously.
Okay, there you go. Da, 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 da. All right, once again, an acknowledgement Time Magazine's selection is Ukrainian, good Doug, how about an R in there? Ukrainian President Zelensky and the spirit of Ukraine. What other announcements do we have here? The Sundance Film Festival, which usually begins right after the first of the year. One of the things about this month, you know, life doesn't slow down. We have maybe a week, but people more and more are less and less successful at using Christmas as an excuse for not getting things done. I know I'm involved in a development here in my hometown, and most of the public boards and public officials, well, it's Christmas, you know. Yeah, so what? You get paid for working. You get a weekly paycheck, right? So what is there about this time of year that, other than you psychologically trying to beat on somebody to tell them you don't want to do your work because you're celebrating Christmas, or are you just going out and getting drunk?
Or depending on what type of work you do, like we know a lot of times with the music formatted radio stations and radio shows, the charts all close for artists, so they're not really doing things or promoting anything, and a lot of radio stations are kind of like, well, there's not much new news or anything to discuss, so go ahead
not
and take
here.
A day off.
Well, we fortunately, Christmas doesn't come on a weekday this year, so we're going to have to argue about whether we're on the air or not.
Yeah.
I think 27 or 28 of the years that I've done this program, I've been, well, when Christmas would fall on a Monday through Friday, I'd do the program live on Christmas Day, oftentimes by myself. Sometimes others would join me, whoever was connected and how close I was to them at the time.
Because I started January of 2021. So
yes.
Last Christmas, we did Christmas, or no, we didn't do Christmas Eve, but I offered. I did say I would gladly do Christmas Eve with you.
Yeah, okay, well,
deaf ears.
I think Victoria nicks that, but we don't have her to nix it
she can't defend
anymore,
herself.
So she can't mess that up. Okay, so the Sundance, the reason I bring it up is because the Sundance Film Festival has announced their lineup, which comes, the festival is right after the first of the year. My son went to it last year. He said it was really amazing. As a writer, he got invited and he told me some great stories about people he met, what they saw. So part one of Prince Harry and Meghan's documentary detailing their royal fallout is debuting on Netflix, and it'll be part of what's in consideration for the Sundance Film Festival. Got it? Got it. Okay. Aaron Judge, most valuable player in the American League, signing with the New York Yankees. Guess how much? 9 years. Want to take a guess? We can play high low here.
$200 million.
Nope. Low. Keep going.
$400 million.
Not quite.
$300 million.
Close. Up a little higher.
$350 million.
$360 million. $360 million deal. And if you look back over the history of baseball, probably, if not the most lucrative, it certainly is one of the most lucrative deals. All right, from the bad idea department, this is really a bad idea. We were talking about this off the air. Uber announces today their connection with a self-driving car. Yeah, this is just what I want. I'm going to call up for an Uber and a non-driving robo-taxi is going to show up. They're going to try it in Las Vegas first next year. No human in the car to drive you.
This sounds so scary. Think about anybody who has ever been in an Uber, a Lyft, a taxi, and you're sitting in the back and you feel uncomfortable with the way the person is driving. Imagine that they're not even being a driver.
It's not. They can't. How are they going to sell this? Seriously.
Well, that's what people thought when Uber first came out, of like, nobody's going to pay some stranger to willingly get in a stranger's car and have the stranger take them somewhere. That's so silly. Yeah. That's absurd. And now look at it.
Yep. All right. That guy that was the second to Elizabeth Holmes, what is his name, Ramesh Balwani? He's been sentenced to 13 years in the slammer, charged and convicted on fraud and all kinds of other stuff. So the two of them, so how come he got more than she did? She got 11 years and he got 13. How's that figure? She's the one that came up with the idea, right? He was the operator. She was the idea person. So she came up with a scam.
Well, but then he executed it.
Yeah, right. Well, she didn't, to be fair, she didn't start out scamming. She really had the idea and thought it was going to work. But it didn't, and so she had to cover it up, and so there you go, right? Why does he get 2 years more?
Well, think about it, and this is not the same, but just go with me on this. Think about somebody who plots a murder and then somebody who actually acts it out. The person who acted out the murder would get more years than the person who plotted the murder.
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, speaking of murders, the Justice Department announced, this is in the Boston papers today, as I said, I have 14, 15 different sources every day that I go through, and they include the two Boston papers, the local paper here, the Worcester paper online, and they're all, the locals are all chatting about the findings on how Whitey Bulger got killed. He was moved purposefully from Florida to West Virginia. And if you don't know who does everybody know who Whitey Bulger was? Am I talking? He was a local mobster, but he became internationally famous.
Okay. I recognized the name and I couldn't place it until you gave me more information. Yeah.
Okay. He killed 19 people in Boston over his many years. He had a mob, the Irish mob, and he was the major domo, anybody got in his way, he just kill him. And so the feds were chasing him for years, and they found him in an apartment building in Santa Monica on 23rd Street, which the year that was one of the years since I sold my houses there, I've rented, and I had a house at the other end of 23rd from where he was living. Anyway, so he gets sentenced to jail. They move him. He stayed in the same jail cell for, I don't know, 3 or 4 years. And then somebody decided they wanted to get rid of him. Somebody who, as the investigation continues, someone related to somebody that Bulger killed was in a position of influence. So they had him moved from Florida to West Virginia knowing he would be killed. This was purposely done to have him offed. And that's exactly what happened. And so they found out, I mean, everybody knew it anyway. The inmates were tipped off about his transfer. They were told beforehand he was going to show up. And when he did, it was like 2 days and he was dead. So how is the, I mean, he deserved to die. He's a scummy crook and a murderer. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, how bad is the system that these guys could create a scenario where it was easy to do that?
Yeah.
That's, you got to wonder about that. All right, 48 after, this is a good day.
This is Staples.
So rumor has it that Staples has everything I need to ship.
Mm-hmm. We have all the shipping supplies and services you need.
Boxes?
Yep.
Mailers?
Yeah, and we have UPS here in store.
Huh. What will Staples think of next?
Right?
No, seriously, I'm asking, what will they think of next?
Staples is your one-stop shipping destination. Now get 50% off shipping boxes, mailers, or tubes when you buy 5 of the same item in-store or online with one-hour pickup. Staples, the best-kept secret in shipping. Ends 12/31. Exclusions apply. Visit staplesconnect.com/shipping for details.
Doug.
Hey, listener. Welcome to Limu's Karaoke Lounge, where Liberty Mutual customizes your car insurance so you only pay for what you need, and the music never stops. Hit it.
There's an emu with a full-time job. His partner's Doug, but Limu's the heartthrob. Grubs and worms, that's what Limu eats. Gotta fuel up to save you money and hit the streets.
Only pay for what you need at libertymutual.com.
Liberty, 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 liberty.
At Progressive, we know there's nothing like the feeling of riding your motorcycle with your buddies on the open road. It's a potent cocktail of thrills, laughter, and pure adrenaline. A feeling that would be impossible to recreate on the radio. Until now, hit it, sound effects guy.
I'm real proud of you, son.
Well, that was terrible. Our apologies for even trying. Quote with Progressive and see if you could save with America's number one motorcycle insurer. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Now, with Dr. Jack Stockwell here on Good Day Health on the Good Day program. Dr. Jack is a Nuka chiropractor, practices in Salt Lake City. He does a radio program there. He's got a great website. He and his wife have a clinic. They not only practice a good health using chiropractic, but also as GAPS practitioners, they're all about your gut. Yours and mine, everybody's gut. Because without a good, healthy gut, you're going to have a problem. No question about that. I was reading something that I needed to get your input on because, well, there are actually a couple of things. I was looking at the stats on COVID and who's getting it and the shots and stuff, and I don't want to necessarily give you an easy one.
Yeah.
throw you a softball. But there are a lot of things that are coming out now suggesting that people who are sick did have the shots. And I guess one of the ways of interpreting that is that they've worn out. If they were effective, they aren't anymore. And I think you'll probably say they weren't in the first place, right?
Well, even Pfizer admits it doesn't stop transmission.
No.
I mean, they've come out and admitted, no, well, okay, we were wrong. It doesn't stop transmission.
No. Okay. Next.
Yeah.
Next.
When the source comes out and says, hey, well, you know what? We thought it would, but it didn't.
Well, but you see, that's nobody's paying attention to that. They're paying attention to the advertising that's on television and the radio to promote their product because it's more frequent and you're being hit with all of this stuff. All right. I received an invite from the place where I give blood. And it was, the invite had with it a sort of a treatise on how to give untainted blood. The blood banks are in trouble, and one of the things that is a problem are the people who had been vaccinated and wondering whether or not, is that considered tainted blood if you were vaccinated?
Well, certainly, because of all of the extra stuff that's starting to show up in the blood of people who have been vaccinated. And this died suddenly rash of people that's taking place all across the planet, from, you know, teenagers all the way to the 40s, suddenly dying here and there. And the rapid advances of certain kinds of cancers, and you kind of wonder about Kirstie Alley, if that might have something to do with her. But yes, it's getting pretty nasty right now, and I take care of a Red Cross official in the Salt Lake area who said, yeah, they are starting to separate vaccinated from unvaccinated blood, because there are people going in for surgery that demand unvaccinated blood.
Well, that's it. You see, I think whether there's anything really wrong with it or not, there are people who are convinced there's something seriously wrong with it, and they don't want to become... I mean, there are all kinds of rumors floating around. If you take the shots, you'll get sterile. If you get the blood from somebody who's had the shots, you'll be sterile. And so these ferocious back and forths, the research that shows from the CDC... that 25% of the vaccinated people have suffered some sort of side effect. Yes. 8% required hospitalization. I don't know how you call that safe and effective, frankly.
Exactly. And when you look at theirs, you know, theirs, the reporting system for the CDC, my goodness, there are millions of side effects now that are very, very serious. And something like 50,000 deaths now have been reported to the CDC.
Well, but people, the regular doctors, like if I ask the same question to Ken Kronhaus, he'll say, well, it's been, and I, you know, I'm not, this is just not, what I know he'll say is that it's been misreported, and you don't really know if the are the people doing the reporting and that sort of thing. The problem is it's too bad that, first of all, and I say this without hesitation, the Chinese are getting exactly what they deserve. After the irresponsibility or the deliberate releasing of this virus that has created chaos in the world for the last 2.5, almost 3 years, they now are suffering. They're having huge problems in their country. And they're trying to get people vaccinated. They're trying to have people isolated and all this stuff. But it goes to show that there are problems with the lack of candor. And that's the problem here. We don't really, everything's so damn political, you don't really know who to believe. I believe you, and then I believe Ken. But what am I to believe, because the two of you don't agree? And so Jack will say, you believe me.
Well, the research, depending on what research you want to believe, the research supports both of us.
There you go. Jack Stockwell here on the Good Day Health program at 59 after the hour.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.